We continue in our limud of Mishnayot, Masechet Chala. In fact, we are up to the last Mishnah, that's in Perek Daled, Mishnah Yud Aleph. This Mishnah continues to give us other incidents where the Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael rejected gifts that were brought for the Kohanim in certain cases. The first case discusses the Bechor. That's a male sheep or goat or calf that is the firstborn of its mother, and it's kadosh merechem, it's holy from birth, and the owner is obligated to give it to a kohen who brings it as a korban, and then the kohen is entitled to eat its meat. So the Mishnah begins by saying, Ben Antinos he'ela bechorot mi Bavel. Ben Antinos brought bechorot, firstborn animals, from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael for the kohanim, to bring up as a korban. Ve'lo kiblu mimenu, but they didn't accept it from him, because only a bechor that's born in Eretz Yisrael is offered up as a korban. Even though it's still holy, and therefore it's given to the kohen, but it's sent out to pasture until it develops a blemish, after which it may be slaughtered and eaten as ordinary meat, but brought as a mizbeach, it was not brought because it was not born in Eretz Yisrael. The next case involves bikurim. Yosef HaKohen hevi bikurei yayin veshemen velo kiblu mimenu. Yosef the Kohen brought his first ripening grapes and olives that grew in Eretz Yisrael as bikurim in the form of wine and oil. Velo kiblu mimenu, but they didn't accept it from him, because you have to bring the fruits themselves as bikurim, not their juice. The Mishnah continues and says, Af hu he'ela et banav uvne betol asot pesach katan birushalayim. Yosef HaKohen also brought his young children, his young sons, and members of his household, meaning underage of bar mitzvah, to bring pesach katan, that's another word for pesach sheni, which is brought on the 14th of Iyar in Yerushalayim, in a case where a person was too far from Yerushalayim on the 14th of Nisan, or if he was Tameh, so then we have the opportunity of Pesach Sheni. So he brought his young children to bring this korban, ve'heziruhu, but they turned him back. They told him he doesn't have to bring the korban of Pesach Sheni on behalf of his sons, shelo yikava hadavar chova, so that the matter of having minor children participate in Pesach Sheni should not be established as a requirement. Which means a person includes his ktanim, his minor children, in the celebration of the first Korban Pesach, because he's obligated to appear with his children three times a year for Shalosh Regalim on Pesach as well. But there's no requirement to include them in the offering of the Pesach Sheni. So in order for that not to start becoming a chova mistakenly, that people will think that this is a requirement for Pesach Sheni, they told him, they actually turned him back from bringing the korban. The Mishnah concludes with somewhat of a reverse case. Ariston hevi bikurav me'apamya. Ariston brought his bikurim to the Beit HaMikdash in Yerushalayim from Apamya. Apamya was a city in Syria that was outside of Eretz Yisrael. Vekiblu mimenu, and yet they accepted the bikurim from him, and they performed the bikurim ceremony in the Beit HaMikdash, even though bikurim is not brought from fruits that are outside of Eretz Yisrael. Mipene she'amru, because the Chachamim said, Hakone besuria, kekone beparvar shebirushalayim, that one who purchases land in Syria is like one who purchases land in the very outskirts of Yerushalayim, which means that the Chachamim made a decree, they made a gzerah, that bikurim should be brought from produce that is grown in Syria, just as it is brought from produce that is grown in the outskirts of Yerushalayim. So even though they did not require that bikurim have to be brought from other lands, the Chachamim made a decree that from Syria it should be. It had a status midrabanan of Eretz Yisrael, as we saw previously regarding other halachot as well. And that's why when he brought his Bikurim, from there they accepted it and they performed the ceremony of Bikurim in the Beit HaMikdash, albeit only midrabanan, not midoraita, but they did so anyhow. This concludes Masechet Chala. Adran alach Masechet Chala, Adran alach Mishnayot Masechet Chala, Adran alach Masechet Chala.